I don't know the answer to that. I won't have an update for you until tomorrow.
It was from the crash into the end board?
So correct.
Because he also hit his ankle on the way in.
No.
That's fine.
It's an upper body.
Do you think there's an option he could still be a player for you tomorrow?
Yeah, I got to wait to find out the results.
Oh, Matt Hellis checked in and he said he's been making some
progress. Yeah, if we like what we see today, we'll clear him.
Brian Little would be in the doubtful side.
He's not playing tomorrow.
What would be the idea or the good idea for Halaschuk to have an opportunity to get back in and kind of wrap up
his
career?
He was playing well when he went down. Lots of energy. I think they will look at that idea, getting some fresh legs in the lineup on a long trip. But we missed that, and he can if he's ready to go, he gets through the skate, then he'll have something to add.
So from your standpoint, for the first time since the 25th of November, you're outside the playoff picture. Is that like waking up this morning and seeing your team below the line?
Well, you're so much more focused on where you are right now in terms of games. The standings, this is going to be tight all the way down the stretch for all these teams. There's going to be wins and losses, and whoever manages them the best has a chance. You know, I didn't spend a whole lot of time, you know, worrying about it or fretting about it. I think we've had a good sense of urgency around our room for quite some time.
Postma would be your only option right now.
He'll be recalled as a precaution.
What kind of reports have you been getting on him?
Really good. Lately? Yeah, very positive.
And his experience having that?
It helps. He's played with people here. It's an advantage. They run the same systems there, so there shouldn't be any of a learning curve to what he needs to do.
News of the day yesterday with the American League team coming in. Just from the head coach of the NHL's standpoint, you've kind of been through that, but on the other side in Toronto, what do you think?
Well, there's a lot of things that are just made a whole lot easier in the travel alone. On that piece alone, the number of times, you know, you want to get a young player in, especially for a practice, but you can't. A lot of times we couldn't get them into the morning skate. So there were some real difficult challenges there. It's an easier lifestyle for the players as well. A lot of guys don't make the jump one game and never go back. A lot of players go up and down. So there's less wear and tear on that. You do get a better familiarity with the hockey team being in town. There are games on TV, and you can watch them on your off day, so you get a better sense of what's going on there.
Would you bring players up just for practice to give them the opportunity like that?
No, only if it fits. There's still the logistics that go into your 23-man roster, waiving players, having them come up and down, and your payroll. Those things are so. We never saw that. What we did have happen in Toronto a number of times is the Tyler Myers situation, where you're not 100% sure where a guy's at, so you can bring him up and have your precaution having practice here without it being a big amount of work to get it to happen. You know, you just grab your bag, slide across the road, and you're there. So it happened a number of times in Toronto where a guy from off a night where we played the night before sustained an injury that you're not sure of, and either on back-to-back or a day off, you can have your precaution come in, practice with your team, just with everything, you get to run 8D a lot, 7D a lot in practice, so you can do more heavy work, more systems work. There's a lot of good in it.
Kevin referenced it too, the having the GM and the NHL coaches in the building more. Like, that's a real thing for players, right? They, you know, they know people watch them all the time, but when the eyes are on them a little bit more closely, that's
you especially for management more than the coaches. To quite honest with you, I'm pretty sure Pat Quinn never saw a Toronto Marley game, but having management, just the travel for them as well, you know, not getting glimpses of players over two or three games, but being able to watch a big bulk of all the home games, really get a sense of where a player's at and what your team, your American League team, looks like as a group. So we're responsible for making progress with two organizations. We're trying to win at two levels, so you get a good feel for what your team needs.
In your eyes, why has Tampa had success in a three-way tie right now for top spot on this side of the league?
They're like a number of good teams, I think, in the East. They've got some speed. They're speed and skill-based, good structure. Their goaltending, you know, last year was outstanding. I don't think they've had to rely on it quite as much. But a lot of quick puck movement, a lot of playmaking, and they skate very well.